Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the OR Gamecast. I am Quinn, and today with me I have Nick, of course.
Hello.
Hello to you as well. Today is going to be a little bit interesting because we are actually doing this podcast live.
We're doing it live!
Got to do it live, of course.
We're freaking out, we're doing it live.
And it might be a little bit worse on the audio side of things because I'm moving and a lot of things are not and... Wait, not in the room and or are in the room that shouldn't be in the room, which cause echoes and junk. Anyways.
Get your crap together, Quinn.
Yeah, I know, right? I got so much crap to get together and get out of here. What's up with you, Nick?
I'm streaming.
You're streaming a lot more?
I'm streaming and doing stuff, you know. Life's good, I guess. But, like, the newest thing in my life is the Simpsons World website.
Okay.
Like, Quinn, you know, I've mentioned it before, I'm a huge Simpsons fan.
Of course.
And today, the website was released, simpsonsworld.com, where you can watch all the episodes anytime you want.
And what does this mean to you?
Which is huge for me. It's not that exciting for most people. This means I can watch any episode I want at any time.
But do you not own every episode? Are you not...
Here's the story. So I recently moved to the South, and... I couldn't bring my Simpsons DVDs with me. They wouldn't fit in the car. I had too much stuff.
Okay.
And I had to leave them behind. When I got down here, I called my parents. I was like, you can ship them to me now. I asked them to ship it. My dad put the box together, put my address and whatever on it. And then my mom brought it to the post office. And she thought it was just DVDs in there. But it was also, there's a pair of shoes in there, and there was something else, something guitar related. And she sent it media mail.
Okay.
And it got lost.
Oh.
Because it wasn't media mail, and there was a whole fiasco with it. So I don't have my Simpsons DVDs anymore.
And
so
you lost a pair of shoes and some guitar thing.
Yep.
Oh, bummer. Now, is this Simpsons World, is it like a paid subscription to watch all
you
of
have to have cable TV. Like, if you have Comcast, you have to sign in with your Comcast account, which is unfortunate, but...
Yeah, that's actually kind of a bummer.
But I have my... I have a cable subscription, so I can watch it.
Do you just log in with your, like, houses rather than... I don't think you and Kevin have cable, right?
I have cable.
Oh, you do? Okay. Huh.
I don't have Comcast.
Well, yeah, but you have any form of cable you can log in, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's pretty big for you, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
You gonna go on some marathons with Kevin?
With the Simpsons? I don't know about if he's gonna watch it.
Okay. Are you gonna do it? Are you gonna go through
all
everyone's
the saying in the chat is saying that there's probably drugs in the box. And maybe my parents did seek some drugs in there. I don't know. I didn't send the box. But I doubt that because my parents aren't the type that ever, like, talk about drugs.
Well,
so, I don't know.
Today, actually, in my history of the 1500s to present, I learned about the largest drug trade ever, which was Britain. Okay. Britain turned India into basically the largest opium farm ever and sold all this opium to China. And there's, like, pictures, like, hand-drawn pictures and stuff, because they didn't have photography. I think they actually didn't have photography at the time. But anyways, it's, like, warehouses and warehouses of opium. And, yeah, that was kind of interesting. But essentially, the entire country of England was a drug dealer to China.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Anyways, what's going on in my life, right?
Yeah, what's going on with your life?
Because there's a lot more going on than Simpsons World, I'll tell you that much, Nick.
Yeah, mine's probably more interesting. We should have started with yours, so mine would have, you know.
Capped it off.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I've been moving, right? And I'm more of like packing, because I'm not able to move into the house until Friday. So I've been packing a lot of stuff up. And I'm assuming a lot of this stuff is going to get lost and I'm never going to find it again, correct? Like, you know, that's just how things happen. Or, like, something gets sold and then you never see it again. And you don't even know who sold it, but one of the relatives packing sold it and now it's gone. So, That's been kind of crazy.
What's gone?
Anything. Anything could be missing or gone. Like
you don't even know?
No, like, I'll forget about it because I'll be packing everything up. I'll see, like, my entire life's collection of items, and that's a whole lot of items to memorize, and I'll forget about something and realize it was gone a long time ago. Like, the other day I noticed that our trampoline in the backyard was gone, and I was like, Dad, where'd the trampoline go? He's like, oh, I sold it. And then I looked, and I was like, where'd our basketball hoop? And he's like, oh, I sold it. And so, like, things start to go missing, and you realize that they're just being sold or, like, given away or whatever, because you don't... We're downsizing, so we don't have enough room to fit everything. Yeah. But that's one thing.
My dad tries to pull that sometimes, but he never just sells it. He's always like, he'll go up to my brother, and he's like, what's going on with the keyboards downstairs?
Do you play those anymore?
Should we be getting rid of those now? And my brother's like, no, I occasionally play them.
Wow. You guys still using that stuff?
Yeah. It's taking up a lot of room down there.
I mean, one of these days it's just going to go missing. But, so that was one thing. And then yesterday was a really good day in a lot of ways. So, first off, in the morning I had school. And I got an exam back, and I got the exam back. I got 70 points on it, and I was like, okay, this seems pretty decent. And then I asked the teacher, what's the test out of? And she said it was out of 70. And so I got 100% on the exam, and I was the only one. And I was like, whoa!
Congrats.
Yeah. I felt really good about that. Then I came home. And to my surprise, I was given a car.
What?
Yeah.
From who?
From my parents. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty big. Like, I've just been using my
mom. Now you're a rich, smug kid.
Yeah, I'm a rich, smug kid with 100% exam score, right? So basically, I've been driving my mom's car around because she works like a couple miles away from her house. So she just gets a ride to and from, and I need the car to go pick people up and drive places and go to school and whatnot. And talk amongst my family, not like my direct family, but my cousins and aunts and stuff, has been about, oh, Quinn's sister. Now, she's kind of a spoiled brat, right? Now, it is likely that Quinn's sister will get a car before Quinn gets a car from our parents. And that pisses me off. So they were talking up a storm about like all these things they were going to do if my sister got a car before me. Because she's 5 years younger.
Damn.
And so she had just finished her permit test. So that's why there was talk about this car business. And I think under the pressure, my parents were like, yeah, we should just get him a car finally. It's not officially mine. I am leasing it. And in order to keep it, I'd have to lease it for 6 years, but I'm not going to do that. But it is nice. It's awesome. I like having my
own... PT Cruiser?
No, it's a Ford Focus. It looks kind of ugly, in my opinion. And it drives like a PT Cruiser, but... Hey, it's a car.
Given a car.
It has wheels.
Compares it to a PT Cruiser.
It can play music. It's fine. The next thing is that Gamefly actually just emailed me, Nick. And guess which game I'm getting in the mail?
Is it new or old?
It's Shadow of Mordor, Nick.
Oh.
So I'll be able to get my thoughts on it and see if it was,
That's good, because I beat it yesterday. So.
Well, actually, I don't even know if you beat it, because I think some of the free DLC has, like, campaign missions. I don't know. Anyways.
I got the credits.
All right. We'll say
Doesn't
you beat
that mean
it.
I beat it?
Yeah, sure. I don't even know.
I was going to talk more about it later.
Let's do it then. Let's do it with, that all stuff down there. Okay. But that's what's been going on with me. Lots of stuff.
You're pretty busy, Quinn.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy. I mean, we were going to do this podcast this morning, and then I was like, I can't do it, man. I got stuff to do. And then we had to move back to right now. And then after this, I have to go pack. So it's crazy. Lots of stuff going on. Which brings us to gaming news.
Yeah, let's talk about some gaming news.
Now,
I don't even know if I want to mention the game, but this guy, he's threatening Gabe. Gaiman was not happy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this guy really gets on Steam. He gets his game on Steam. And, like, I guess, you know how early access games have, like, that banner on their store page?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't early access anymore, but Steam didn't update it correctly. It was just a mistake. And the guy that developed the game got really upset, started writing a bunch of crap about Steam on Twitter, and then just finally just wrote a tweet that, like, basically said, I'm going to kill Gabe Newell. And then Gabe took it off Steam altogether. And now today, or it could have been yesterday, or late in the day yesterday, the guy that did all the tweeting, he resigned from his company, sold his whatever, his rights to the company to everyone else, and like apologized. But he's done with the gaming business.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's been going on around, but like if you read the guy's tweets, he was very upset about it, but he went way overboard.
Well, here, let's just mention the game. So it's Paranautical Activity.
Yeah.
And I think this is funny.
I don't know what to say. I didn't know if I wanted to say it to advertise it, but whatever.
Well,
it's not on Steam.
I think this is kind of hilarious, Nick. Because like, the thing is that game developers, a lot of these indie people, right, who make early access games, right?
Yeah.
They're not business people. They're game developers. They're indie game devs who are, like, making a game because they want to make a game. They don't know how to deal with, like, business. And, like, reacting like that is, like, showing, okay, these people, oftentimes they're a little bit, you know, off the cuff, I would say. Like, Phil Fish, for example, right?
Here we go.
Like, there are game devs who definitely do not know how to handle themselves in a social sense or in a business sense. Very true. So, I don't know. I just find
there's a ton that do, though.
Yeah, there are a
ton that do. I speak to a bunch of them, and they're all usually very nice.
Yeah, that is true. But you can definitely tell that there are those people who are kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Or just socially not equipped to deal with, like...
Phil Fish never threatened to kill someone that was Gabe.
True, but he did, like, say everyone would suck his dick.
Yeah, true.
And he said he was, like, the god of game development and a bunch of other crazy stuff, like the Kanye West of games or something.
Yeah, but when you threaten Gabe, you threaten a whole community.
Well, yeah, that's definitely true. And the guy is definitely the most retarded person in, like, the world. You can't, like, threaten the owner of the platform you're posting your content to.
Yeah.
Like, you can't say, I'm going to...
It's not good.
It's just not good. And it's a terrible decision on your part because, you're threatening the guy who's going to ultimately pay you. So,
right.
Don't bite the hand that feeds, of course.
Yeah, so if you're a game developer, don't threaten death to high-ranking game people in the business.
Especially Gabe, because, I mean, yeah, come on.
Gabe is, like, the most likable guy besides Miyamoto.
Oh, man, you're going to put Miyamoto in front of Gabe, huh?
I'm not putting him in front, but they're both equally liked, I believe.
That. Yeah, they're like, you can't, just, there's no reason to, and it was just, it was dumb. But we got a lot more news to go through, so let's just...
Yeah, let's talk about Hearthstone is delayed. I didn't even know it was coming out for phones.
I didn't either.
But it's delayed to 2015, but the Android tablet version is still coming later this year, but... Like, you didn't know it was coming to phones?
I didn't know it was coming to phones, but it has been on iPad and stuff.
I don't know how you would play it on a phone. Like, it seems the screen would be too small. I don't know.
I think it is too small, but I think they probably, like, integrate it with tablets.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm interested to see it. That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah. Either way,
I'm interested to see how they pull it off.
I think Blizzard is genius for putting their free-to-play card-based game on all mobile devices.
Yeah.
Because there is no equivalent. Like, there's no other large AAA game developer who makes really good PC games, really good games in general, moving their stuff onto mobile. Like,
it's been done before. I don't know. It, like, DS games usually end up on iPad and stuff and other tablets. I know the Ace Attorney series has been put on tablets and phones.
That's true, but I mean, Ace Attorney...
Not as big as anything Blizzard's done, though.
So, I think it's pretty incredible that they're moving their stuff onto iDevices and Android devices.
Right.
And it's free to play. So,
yeah,
it's basically the best free-to-play game you're going to get on any of any iDevice or Android device. So,
right.
And speaking of Blizzard,
yeah,
BlizzCon 2014 will close with Metallica.
Yeah,
which is, I think that's awesome. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care if you hate Metallica or love them. I just like the idea that BlizzCon gaming conventions in general used to not, like, be popular. Like, they were popular, sure, but not, like, to the point where Metallica would play at one.
Yeah.
That's how big these conventions are getting.
Yeah, I actually saw
Metallica's playing at one.
I saw a post, and this is not related to BlizzCon, but kind of relating to how big gaming events turn into. There was a post on the last 4 years of the League of Legends tournament, and
it was like a picture
of a guy, like a bunch of guys in, looks like an office space, like really small place, and the stadium gets larger and larger and larger until it's like so insanely large that I can't think of another event that has that many people housed in it. But it's kind of interesting. I don't know if it says something bad about Metallica that they're playing at BlizzCon, or if it says something good about BlizzCon that Metallica's playing there, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's cool.
Hopefully, like, some of the band members in Metallica have at least played some Blizzard games. Or I feel like the after concert, talk with people is going to be a little weird.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I think it's cool, so. Yeah. Moving on.
The original Dark Souls is moving from Windows Live to the Steam version. I don't know how to put that. It's being more Steam integrated than what it has previously been. Now, I know this isn't, like, super interesting because Dark Souls is old, like, really old. But personally... Personally, this is, like, thank God in some sense, because in order to play Dark Souls on the PC, you had to log in to your Windows Live account and, like, fill out a bunch of stuff in order to actually play the game. Or no, in order to actually save the game. And it was so much crap. And because I had a problem with Xbox Live, and Xbox Live and Windows Live are connected, I wasn't able to play my PC copy of Dark Souls because of my Xbox Live account. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, why would my relationship with Xbox Live have to do with a PC game? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's good. Like, I hope more games move away from that.
Yeah.
And just put it on Steam, be done with it. Like, Far Cry 3 I played. You have to go through... Yeah, I have it on Steam, but I have to go through whatever... Ubisoft has, I forget.
Whoa. Oh.
Even he's upset.
Yeah.
I had to do that. Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah. Very upset.
Yeah.
If I could react that way, yeah. Wow.
Nice segue, Nick.
Alright.
Definitely games like, especially like Origin too, because Origin has the same problems where you're just like, I want to play on Steam and connect with my Steam friends, but I have to go through Origin to play like Dead Space 3 when I played Dead Space 3. And that's kind of annoying because it's not in one place, but at the same time, you deal with it. So maybe in the future, everything will be on one device. Or one platform, at least.
Right on. Okay, let's move on to Shadow of Mordor getting some free DLC. Quinn put in the parentheses, runes and skins, so that means there's no new missions?
So this, I think, launched alongside their paid DLC, which has missions and challenge modes and stuff.
Okay.
And the reason why I put it in here is because you told me that you had just actually, beaten the game. And people were in the comments on the DLC, people were saying, I was looking for some new stuff to play with because I've beaten it and, you know, there hasn't been much to do. So I think this is kind of cool that they're offering free DLC along with like a paid DLC, because nowadays games, you know, $2 here for this skin, $2 there for that skin, $2 here for Ruin or Ruin. So I think it's different, but at the same time, they are having paid DLC. So it is kind of the same that we've been seeing.
Someone asked me while I was streaming if I was playing the DLC, the free DLC, and I was like, oh, I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. So, I mean, apparently it was, like, kind of a big deal because it was free, so.
But I just want to, like, I guess we'll talk about Shadow of Mordor in a little bit. Or do you want to talk about it now?
Okay, I don't know when you're planning to talk about it, but sure.
During the segment of what we've been playing. But
oh, yeah, sure.
We keep bringing it up, so I don't know.
And actually, I want to correct myself. I think, actually, the free DLC does have missions. I think it's an actual full campaign thing.
Right.
Like, I think it's actually missions and runes and skins, not just runes and skins. Yeah. I think that's why people were asking you to play it. So...
Yeah, I don't know. I saw the credits, and I'm kind of done with it.
All right. Well, I might play the DLC then.
I'll talk about it more in a little.
Okay. So the next thing is that Uber Entertainment canceled their Kickstarting fund for their new game. And the question here is, like, is Kickstarter no longer viable for big-budget projects? Like, Double Fine basically canceled their stuff. Not really canceled, but said everything we've been planning, we can't include all that. It's too expensive. And then Uber Entertainment had to take their AAA game off.
Right.
And if you don't know who Uber Entertainment is, they made like all the Super Monday Night Combat stuff, Planetary Annihilation, some other PC stuff. So is it like this thing where Kickstarter is no longer a good place to crowdfund your AAA games that you want to make, or
I don't know. It depends how you go about it, because there's been so many like successful
there have been a lot of successful ones, but there was like some stat that in 2014 there were only 3 large AAA games that were actually fully funded, and even then they were only funded because their prices were so low and they weren't able to deliver what they wanted to deliver. Compared to prior years when we got like Star Citizen and like a bunch of different huge games funded with multiple millions of dollars. So that was kind of what...
It's going to be interesting to see where Kickstarter will be in like a year.
Yeah.
It's changed so much in like such a short amount of time.
That's for sure. The next thing was that speedrunners... was fighting cancer with YouTube character DLC skin packs. Now, the reason why I think this is interesting...
What does that mean? Like, PewDiePie has, like,
a yes, pack? PewDiePie has a character skin in the game now. Basically, what they did is they made a bunch of different YouTubers into characters in the game. And you can specifically purchase those characters or their team. I think there's, like... I think there's 3... characters per pack, and you can purchase your favorite YouTubers, and I think the money goes to fighting cancer.
Oh, that's good.
Well, yeah, it's good, and it's cool that they're actually having YouTubers in their game, but the weird thing is, like, this has never been done before. I've never seen PewDiePie in a game, so I don't know. It's kind of interesting, and I think I'm debating, or not debating, but I'm trying to figure out if people are going to really dislike this, people who are into the game and want like an actual new character rather than just skins of YouTubers, you know? Like, oh, where's the next character? We only have like 6 characters. I don't want to go buy some YouTuber. I want like the next actual character in the speedrunners game. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, now the YouTubers get more advertising for their channels, but.
Yeah, that's true.
They're already big enough, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think
I know PewDiePie is.
I think the thing was, so PewDiePie like actually played the game before this whole thing happened. Like, he played it several times, and a lot of these people, like Markiplier and PBG and like a bunch of different people, were playing the game just on their channels anyways. And then speedrunners had an event at PAX, which they had all these YouTubers play it, and said, you know what, we're going to be making character skins of all these different YouTubers, and you can help support the fight for cancer. So I think no one's really getting paid to do this. It's just all for charity, which is cool. But,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of daunting on the fact that when I play, I'm going to have, like, me versus a bunch of PewDiePies, so that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, whatever. Alright, last thing. Halo 2, the anniversary is getting a documentary.
Yeah,
or
so...
Or making of documentary.
This Halo 2 anniversary is coming out with the Master Chief Collection, and they've been putting a lot of media stuff connected with the Halo franchise now. Like, they wanted a TV show, or they're having a TV show in the making, and now they're making a documentary about making the remake of a game. So, I don't know. It's interesting. It's probably going to be free for Xbox Live people or people with Xboxes.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But.
Something to look forward
just
to.
Just a little tidbit of news. Nothing too special.
Yeah, nothing too special. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing.
All right, Nick. Let's hear
Shadow
it.
Of Mordor.
Let's
Here
hear
we
it.
Go. I streamed, did the whole game streamed. I got to the end, and this might be somewhat of a spoiler.
Oh, great.
So if Quinn wants to, I don't know, like, Peasmold, who is in the chat right now, I've already talked to him this a couple times. He, like, I'm on, like, the last mission, and I think I beat the game, but then he's like, he writes in the chat, no, you still have the best boss battle in video games, in all video games. When I was like, oh, really? And I was like, that's really hyping it up, whatever.
Oh, and it was really crap, I imagine?
And then I get to the final boss, and I think it's about, like, because you're fighting that whole knight guy. I don't even remember his name.
The knight hand or something? I forget what it's...
Yeah, black hand or something.
Oh, racist. Okay.
And I don't remember what it was called. I don't. Do you want?
Just go for it. I don't even know if I'll get to the end of the game. Let's just go for it.
It was like four quick time events, and then the credits rolled.
Wow.
I pressed B a couple times. I think I moved the analog stick a little, and then press A, and I think I beat the game.
And that was it. The final boss.
And the credits rolled, and I was like, he hyped it up perfectly. Did like. I didn't even see it coming, I guess.
That reminds me exactly of the Halo 4 final boss. Oh my god. I was so upset. I was so upset that the final boss in Halo 4 was QuickTime events. I was like, you built up this entire like climax to this like end god boss thing, and I beat him with QuickTime events. I was so frustrated, Nick. You don't even know. Like, because I like the Halo franchise, right? I wanted to kill someone. I was so upset. Oh, man. I think I even ranted about it in the article I made, where I was like, you know what? You know, the online's cool and all, but the campaign was the worst thing ever. My God. It was terrible. It was really terrible. Now, what are these other games you've been playing?
Alright, I played some Boot Hill Heroes, which was a Kickstarter, but now they were successful and the game's now out, and they finally got it to Steam.
Okay.
It's this, like, old-fashioned RPG game that you would, it, like, looks a lot like Earthbound.
Okay.
And it's old-fashioned, like, it would be, like, on the Super Nintendo if it came out.
Alright.
That's, like, think of that look. I mean, it's just like an old-fashioned RPG, like Earthbound was. And you're just like, I haven't played too much of it, but it's pretty fun so far. It's just like Earthbound. I don't know what else to say. Like, you fight enemies the same way, you do everything, but it's in a Western environment. I think it's pretty cool.
Did everyone grow up on a boot hill or something? Like, what's the boot hill part of it?
I've only played an hour of it, I believe.
Hmm.
So, I don't know.
All right.
But it's pretty fun so far. I look forward to playing more of it.
Interesting.
So, and then I watched some Evil Within stream, and that looks pretty good. I was looking at Redbox to rent it.
Oh, really?
to play it a little bit.
Because I was going to ask you what you thought, because I've watched some streams on it as well, and I thought it wasn't really much going on. I didn't think it was too special in any way.
It doesn't look like it's the best game ever, but it looks like it'd be fun.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's something to check out.
Is it co-op? Because I know there's an AI that follows you around everywhere.
Not in every mission, I believe.
Oh, okay.
There was missions I was watching where there was only one person.
All right. Huh. Well, the next game I'm looking forward to is, I forgot the name, but comes out pretty soon here on the 28th. Let me look it up right now on my phone because I got it saved.
Uh-oh.
It is Lords of the Fallen.
I think I've heard of that.
And it's supposed to be kind of like a Dark Souls-y RPG type of game. And I've been watching people stream it because essentially the game company gave all the Dark Souls people access to the codes, so to review codes. So all the Dark Souls people I've been watching have been playing it. And it looks pretty interesting. It's the game that I think looks most next-gen in terms of visuals. I was watching a YouTuber play it. And he was trying to play the game on PC. And you could see the cutscenes were terrible. So during the recording, he changes computers. And he says, yeah, I just bought a brand new $2,000 computer to actually run this game because my other computer couldn't. And I couldn't record because the game was like too pretty for my computer. So
wow.
I think that it's going to look pretty good. I think it's going to look pretty good on consoles. From what I've seen, it looks pretty good on consoles. On PS4, I think it's actually exclusive to PS4, so that might be another thing. PS4 and PC is, at least. But that's what I'm looking forward to. Evil Within, not so much. And getting Shadow of Mordor will be fun. But what I've been playing... Yes, it was Penguins, Chief. Nice job. What I've been playing is Don't Starve, Hearthstone a little bit, Team Fortress 2, and then some Blade Symphony you and me played last week.
Yeah, I forgot to mention Blade Symphony, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and that was fun.
Yeah, I loved it. I bought a copy.
You bought two copies.
Yeah, I bought two copies.
And I bought two copies because you told me to get you one.
So we each have a copy, yeah. To add extra copy just in case.
Yeah, we'll have
to. We lose it or something.
We'll have to stream it and then do some giveaways or something.
I don't know. We'll figure out something to do with it.
Yeah, but that was fun. I've been spending a lot of time on Don't Starve, actually. I recently bought the DLC because they're doing that 10 free-to-play games, you know, that weekend where we bought Blade Symphony. Mm-hmm. They're doing the same thing for Don't Starve, so the DLC was really cheap. So I bought the DLC, and I've been playing it for a long while, and it's a good time. And then Hearthstone, I've been doing it, trying to get enough gold to buy the DLC for that as well. And then Team Fortress 2 is just bread and butter. And then Blade Symphony was a lot of fun. So
yeah. To go back on Blade Symphony, it just was... I wasn't expecting anything from it. And then I had a really good time with it. It's just like sword fighting. You're just sword fighting.
Yeah, and the thing is, it kind of reminded me of like when we play Chivalry, where we don't have to like...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just like... I love the dueling mode where you'd watch other people duel and then whoever survives that fight fights the next person in the chat.
Yeah, it's like King of the Hill type of thing.
So everyone can like root people on and whatnot and talk trash and whatnot. It's really fun.
And like another good thing was that like people who actually played the game and knew what they were doing were like giving tips and stuff. Like even in the chat, they were like saying, hey, you should probably do this or try this out. So
yeah, it was a good community. Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot. I think I'm going to play more of it.
Yeah, we should for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right.
Moving on to the final segment.
I don't even know how to label this. The random topic of the week.
Why don't you say what you put on the Google Doc?
I found this image on Reddit. It was just this Skyrim character with the horn helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And it just says, it's like a meme format. And it says, better save this potion in case I need it later. Finish the game with 600 potions.
Yeah.
And, like, I just saw that, and I was like, wow, I've done that many times in games.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to bring it up.
The funny thing, I think, is that Skyrim is actually, like, the game where I use potions. If that makes... Like, I don't actually save... only health potions. Health potions I use constantly in Skyrim. Everything else, of course, I don't need, because, you know, who uses potions in Skyrim? But I found it funny, because I immediately thought of, like, health potions, and I'm like, I actually need more health potions in the game, you know? But underneath Nick's meme here, I wrote that we should talk about the use of scarcity of items versus abundance of items in video games, and how, like, if you get into a game and you don't know if things are going to be scarce or abundant, you automatically, like, hoard everything.
Right.
Yeah.
I hoard.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
I think a lot of people do. I think that's why that meme was so popular.
Yeah. I don't know what else to really say about it. Like, I've done it many times, and then I'll end up dying, even. Like, there's a point where I'll be like, maybe I should use them, and I don't have enough health. That's, even if I did heal right now, I wouldn't be able to do it. I'm just going to die.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that scenario?
Yeah, like, the same thing with, like, Fallout. I mean, they're made by the same people and everything, but Fallout, I would be like, okay, I got to save this, like, special rocket launcher stuff that I'll never use in case of, like, there's a boss. But, like, there aren't really that many bosses, and you should use it while you have it. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird. And I think a lot of people do this, but I want to know why. Like, is it, oh, I need to save it for the one moment I might need it, and then that moment either comes and goes, or you just never get to that moment. So,
yeah, it's very interesting to think about.
Is there something in Shadow of Mordor that you, like, have to conserve, like ammo or something?
No, not really. I don't remember conserving anything. Mm-hmm. But the, like, the way health, like, there wasn't health potions in the game. There was just, like, flowers you would eat that you would find in the map.
And give you full health or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the thing I just thought of was, like, Assassin's Creed, right? You have a lot of projectiles or, like, grenades or smoke bombs and stuff like that. And you have a limited number. And because there's a limited number, I would never really use them that often. Even though if you just loot one person, you get all your ammo back for the most part. So, like, I wouldn't use smoke bombs because I was like, oh, I only have 5. I wouldn't use this because I only had 5. But for, like, guns, I would use them constantly because I had 10 and they'd always get refilled and I never really had to loot anyone for it. But I don't know, it's kind of weird to think about it like that. Just how, if something, you have something in small numbers, you don't want to use it.
Right. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of just like, yeah, this is a thing that happens. And
yeah, there's a thing that happened. Think about it.
Yeah. You guys think about it off camera.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, there are games that use scarcity. Like, I believe Evil Within. You have very scarce ammo. And I've seen some streamers be like, okay, I can't use any of this weapon because it's too strong and I only have this many bullets. And then we'll just die over and over again because they refuse to use a weapon's ammo, you know?
Right.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the chat, since we have a chat going
on? Sure.
We're talking about dating simulators over here.
Yeah, they're talking about a Hatful Boyfriend, or whatever it's called.
I've been talking to Cherry Bean about it. She actually asked me yesterday, she was like, you ever play any dating sims?
Mm.
And I was like, or actually she wrote, have you ever played dating sims or visual novels, in like quotes? And I was like, well, I love visual novels, but I've never played dating.
Oh, what is a visual novel now?
Like Ace Attorney games.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about something else. Okay.
Hotel Dusk.
I'm like, I thought it was like pick your own hentai adventure type thing. I was like, I don't know about this. But
and then she was giving me crap. She was like, you never played Harvest Moon? And I was like, well, you can date in The Sims.
Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't counted though, I guess. Or Mass Effect.
Mm.
Counted Mass Effect.
I mean, you can get married in Skyrim, but I would, like, I don't know. But
that's dating.
Do you know what Hatful Boyfriend is?
I've heard of it, and I saw Game Grumps do something on it, but I never watched it.
It's pigeons. You date pigeons.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes.
It's, you are a female dating male pigeons. I believe that's how it works. And It's pretty. So there's a lot of dating sims in like Asian video game culture,
right?
Because that could be its own like conversation. Is that, like, Japan has a really bad problem with relationships. Like, people aren't having children or getting married because they think it's easier to survive on their own as being single. Mm-hmm. So there's a real big problem with reproducing in Japan. But anyways, that's why they have a lot of these dating games to sort of simulate that type of stuff. And a lot of them are really like anime to hentai type stuff. Like, okay, you meet this person and you talk to them and okay, you don't like that person, but here's this other person, you get involved with them, and it leads you down a road to like just a hentai video or something. Like, it's you and this person you've quote unquote fallen in love with in the hentai video. So I think Had a Full Boyfriend is just like making fun of that, because you can't really do naughty things with a pigeon. Well, I guess you can, but yeah, I think that's what it's about. It's like a parody of those games, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really played, I've noticed, like, most dating games, like you said, it's always, like, anime characters.
Yeah. Well, I think that's because it's like a Japanese thing. Like, I don't want to say Japanese thing, but they have more of them because there's a real problem over there.
Yeah. Even, like, remember Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball for the Xbox? The original Xbox, you remember that?
Yeah.
That was even like that, but that had Japanese characters in it too. It was always Japanese characters.
Wait, was it like a dating sim type thing?
I don't know. I saw Game Grumps playing it, and it seemed like they were giving other women presents.
Huh.
And whatnot, and not really playing volleyball.
Huh.
And they were trying to date other women, it seemed like.
Interesting. Well, I've never played Dead or Alive.
Chief, you can ask a question anytime you want.
For sure.
We're waiting your question. But yeah, I don't know. Quinn probably has some dating.
I've been requested before, and I actually went through with it. And I don't want to talk about it too much, but
is there somewhere we can watch your stream of it?
No, I never streamed it. I never recorded it. Someone just told me to go try it out and possibly do a video on it. And the entire game is you are a young boy who has a heart condition. So you have to go to this school who specializes in like high schoolers who have various illnesses or various things wrong with them. So essentially you go to a school with several girls, and here are their problems, and you get to choose which one you want to fall in love with. There's the legless girl, the armless girl, the burn victim girl, the mute girl, the deaf girl, the blind girl, and there was like one other one. So basically, it's like, it's really awkward and scary, and, well, not scary, but it's just like so bizarre. And this kid was really young, the person who wanted me to try it out. So it was like even more bizarre to me. But I did go through and I finished it.
I got all the achievements.
But no, I did not want to go that far. But the thing was, like, you couldn't close it because it wouldn't save, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
You're not going to tell us the name of this game?
I don't remember what it was. Some Japanese name. I don't remember. But I didn't. I was like, oh, crap. Okay, I have to play through this because I can't save it. And I need to see if I can actually play this on stream or in a video or something. So basically, I was just clicking my mouse as fast as I could, get through all the questions. It took like 3 to 4 hours of constant clicking to get through this. And of course, it ended with like a hentai scene. And it was the armless girl.
I can't believe you spent 3 hours trying to hook up with a blind girl.
Armless
girl.
Oh my god. And it was crazy. And like, she almost killed herself several times.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
like, could that actually happen in the game? She could kill herself?
Yeah, like, I apparently all these like situations can end pretty badly.
Wow.
And she like that apparently
seems like a rough game.
Yeah, and apparently the armless girl was the depressed artsy one. And I'd be like, okay, your art's good, your art's really good, come on. Like, go sell your art, make us some money or whatever. And she got like super depressed and like tried to kill herself, and I had to like go to the art museum or whatever and like save her life. It was really bizarre. It's really just really bizarre.
He's mold likes to chime in and say, blind people can feel your face for the ugly. I've had it happen to me.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Sorry to hear that.
Terrible. But yeah, it was, I don't know, man.
That seems rough. Like, that seems like it would depress me playing that.
Yeah, it was really bad. I was, like, scarred for a while, to be honest. I was like,
I can't believe you played 3 hours of it. You probably were worried if you didn't play it, she would still commit suicide.
Yeah, maybe. I was like, oh my god, she's gonna go off on her own and, like, do something, and then I'm gonna have to restart this entire game and pick the, like, armless one, or legless one. Like, have to pick someone else who's not as depressing. My god.
Yeah, that seems rough. It'd be interesting what it's called, but if it was in Japanese, we wouldn't know. I don't know.
Cherry Bean asks, how was she artsy? So this is how they did it. So the armless person had a passion for art because art requires your hand, right? So right. She would only use her feet to do art. And she would like draw with a thing in her foot. The legless chick had a passion for running. So she would just run, right? And then
how?
She had mechanical legs or whatever they're called.
Oh, okay.
So she would just run. And then the whatever, like, blind one had a passion for taking pictures or something. I don't know. I don't remember.
We really need to look in to see what this game is called.
I think it started with an H, like Hato something. I don't even know.
What did it look like? A Flash game? Or was it something
you had to download it.
I don't know what that would even be called. Like, how do you even search for that? And you're saying a child sent you a link to play
yes.
this?
Yes. Yes. Okay, let me see.
and asked you to do a video.
Armless.
This is going to be a weird Google history for Quinn. Armless people dating
simulator.
Oh, great.
Like, I just said armless dating sim, and the first thing that comes up is porn dating sims, armless women for dating. Nice. Oh, it's called Katawa Shoujo. Shoujo.
Can you type that out and put it on the chat? Or copy and put it. Don't post the link.
Yeah, I won't post the link.
Don't post the link, because it might lead to a virus and then we'll get blamed.
God.
All right, there you go. If anyone wants to check that out. I know Peas Mold said he wants to play it. So
here's the wiki and Wikipedia article. You go check it out.
All right, I'm clicking this right now.
Because
I just want to see like an image. Okay, there's no images. Oh yeah, there is an image. Yeah, this looks like typical dating sim.
Yeah, it's typical dating sim, except people have loss of limbs and hearing and eyes.
I guess there's so many of them, you got to do something different.
Apparently, it was, my god.
Wow. That is rough. Chief said he had a question, and then we said he could ask.
No, he wanted to be added to the call. That's what he was asking.
Oh, no, he can't do that, because we're recording on a different program than Skype.
Okay, the girl I was dating was Rin Tezuka. Rin Tezuka. A girl whose arms were almost entirely amputated due to a birth defect. How attractive. Yeah.
Damn. That's rough.
Yeah.
It was all
pretty demented, and let's not go there, but yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I would watch it so hard, please.
No, she said peas.
Yeah, same thing. Please, peas.
Same Plus. Thing. So everyone look forward to the Peas Mold stream of Katawa Shoujo. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know.
So cultured. Katawa Shoujo. Yeah. My god.
Everyone go follow him so you can watch your dating sim streams on Twitch.
maybe you should do the other one though. The pigeon dating sim might be fun.
You think I should do that?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. I guess I could look into it.
Anyways, I should probably.
What was that? I don't. Okay. Do you want to end? Is that what you're trying to?
Gotta get. Gotta. Scram.
You don't have the time. Oh, I see. You come here an hour late.
Hey, man, it was a pretty long podcast. Kiss me later.
Yeah. All right, let's just...
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
All right, so just, you know, obviously people in the chat are already following me on Twitch. But for those people that are listening, follow me on twitch.tv/organizermains. Go to organizermains.com and follow me on YouTube at organizermains, and then Twitter, organizermain, no S.
And then people in the chat, you can follow me. You can click my name right there, QuinDoesGaming, twitch.tv/QuinDoesGaming. And then my YouTube's on there. Or if you want to go to my YouTube, it's Mr. Breaded Chicken. So I found that to be a pretty satisfying podcast, Nick.
Yeah, it's fun doing it live. I don't know. We didn't interact as much as I thought we were, but that we could get distracted, I guess.
Yeah, I think we handled it pretty well. So
I apologize. I apologize, but... All right, see you guys later.
See ya, freaks.